is an interview with Lydia Colescott, who is about to graduate from the UW as a dance major. It's the 3rd of May, 1988. I'm Lois Mayo, doing the interview for the University Archives Oral History Project, and we're interviewing in the Oral History Office in the Red Gym. I've been interviewing your mother, who was studying with Margaret Dobler and taught here, and then you were a sequel to that, and have gone up to the present. So I don't have to ask you why you became a dancer, do I, or do I? Was there any chance of you doing anything else?
Oh yeah, it took me 7 years to graduate because I was a art major and an animal science major in between. So there was a lot of questions as to what I would graduate in. I might have changed again if I didn't want to graduate within 10 years or something.
Why did you decide then to go into dance? And to take a dance major instead of animal science?
Yeah, the reason I finally decided was because out of all the classes I was taking, the elective dance classes were the ones I was really enjoying.
It's recording. If you can talk a little bit louder, that might help, but it is recording. This needle shows that.
Okay.
So carry on.
Well, I think that's really the reason. It's just, you know, I finally decided that no matter what, I mean, the reason I took animal science and other things is because I was trying to find something to make money at, you know, and I finally decided that that didn't matter as much as doing something that I enjoyed, and that was dance.
In art? You said art also was a possibility.
Yeah, that wouldn't have made me any money either, but I enjoyed that a lot. The reason I switched out of that, I guess, was because I thought I needed to do something that I could make money at. So I started taking animal science courses and didn't like it at all. I didn't want to go back into the art department because that's where my dad was teaching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You have as much reason to be an artist in dance, don't you?
Yeah. So I decided to go into dance.
Okay. So you did this even with the reputation that the dance department has had. When did you actually decide to major in dance? What year?
3 years ago. So that would be 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Even with all the history that my mom had, I decided to do it. I thought about going other places like a year after I'd gotten into the program.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to stay because that would add more years on to my graduation date, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by then I was starting to realize that it was going to be a long time. Because when I switched into dance, it was going to take me 3 more years, they told me, and I was already a senior. So
goodness.
I knew that it was going to take me a while. You know?
This was for the dance courses or for other requirements as well?
Just for the dance courses.
Hmm.
I mean, over the years I had met all the other requirements, you know, like liberal studies and social studies or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 years are usually unrelated or whatever
courses.
And I had all those done. Just had the dance courses to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the dance program still has a lot of extra coursework that makes it a long program. Makes it hard to graduate on time even.
Mm-hmm. I asked you that question with the assumption that there was something wrong with the dance department, and there has indeed just been in the news lately. But that isn't necessarily, I'm sure there must be many good things about the program, or I mean, obviously it's not total failure. So I wonder if you could just describe what being a dance major involves and what you had to take and how you were trained. Can you find your way into that question?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. There's a sequence, you know, they have it set up in a certain sequence that you take the courses, and I don't think I should list off.
No, you don't have to. I'm really interested in what the teachers you had that you learned the most from and how they went about teaching you, because your mother has described how she was taught in her time.
Oh, I see. Well, a lot, you know, Margaret Dobler is mentioned a lot. Hmm. And some of them, like Buff or Anna, who have history there, you know, talk about her. And I don't know, I think they think they're teaching similar to the way she did. But I just, you know, everything was pretty unclear. It would be hard, you know, in graduating, I think it would be hard for me to tell you anything about the way Margaret Dobler taught.
No, I don't mean how your teachers taught.
Yeah, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is I think they think that they're teaching the way she did, but it's not clear, because I don't have any idea how she taught. But let's see, how do they teach? It's hard to say in a few words. Buff is a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She teaches the teaching classes, so you would expect her to be, and she is, you know.
Teaches the teaching classes.
Teaching dance to adults.
Mm.
She teaches. So, she teaches clearly, and she teaches also rhythmic classes, which I'm taking this semester. It's well structured, you know. It's a good class. My only problem with it is it's kind of boring. Mm-hmm. I think she could make it more interesting by, you know, having us use more creativity in the exercises.
You know? So you do exercises?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What? Like what?
Well, like, for our final, we have to make a phrase using an eighth note as a basic unit. And we take the last four digits of our phone number. So, like, mine is 2286. So I'm going to have two measures of 2-8, and then one measure of 8-8, and one measure of 6-8. And then I have four sections. We each have to have four sections. And the phrase is varied in certain ways, rhythmically or in effort, you know. And then you put it all together. And you have your final composition. But it's not a composition class.
Mm.
Music composition, I guess.
But there's no music attached to it, so there wouldn't be any music for you with your phone. Or are you using the notes of your phone number?
We use the rhythm that we make out of that. So it goes 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
But I mean, do you use the notes in the scale? You don't do it.
No.
Don't have any music.
Just rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have an accompanist, Joe Quicker.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the piano and he improvises on our rhythmic structure.
Mm-hmm.
So there is music.
Is that difficult to do?
No.
I mean, for you, this doing the rhythm, the 2286.
No, it's not difficult. The class hasn't been difficult. But my sequence got all goofed up. You're supposed to take this class like in your first year or two in the department. But I'm taking it as a senior.
Why didn't you take it the first year?
Because it wasn't offered. Oftentimes things weren't offered. So my sequence got goofed up. And also my advisor was not the greatest.
Who was your advisor?
Claudia Melrose. She's very scattered kind of person.
So you go to see her and she doesn't think of telling you, or how is she scattered?
Well, she forgets what she says often. She forgets where you're at, you know. I mean, she only has to advise maybe 10 people at the most. And it's all written down for her, but she just forgets. You know, she'll say something to me and I'll tell her she said it and she'll say, no, she didn't.
Hmm.
She did. Or she just forgets. Like, For graduation, I got two courses waived and two credits substituted. Mm-hmm. And she had to do some paperwork to do that. And I knew that something would go wrong, and it did. She forgot to put on the two elective credits. So, you know, here it is a week from graduation, and if I hadn't caught that, I wouldn't have graduated. It would have been this summer, and I would have had a big chasm. So I caught her, and I had Buff do it for me, because she's acting chairman right now.
So when you went to hear her near the beginning, she might have told you that, not told you that you had to take things, and or told you that you had to take things and it was wrong, is that right?
Well, I think that she was trying to keep me in sequence. It was also the time that I came in to the, you know, I mean, I was already behind the sequence, and the fact that things aren't offered every year.
Why aren't they offered?
Because the enrollment's so low. You know, they just don't have enough students to fill the classes.
Hmm.
So they have to offer them like every other year. So.
Hoping that enough will assemble that have to take them.
Yeah. I think the mistake that Claudia made was when I had too big of a load of classes, and I would tell her I'm going to drop something, you know, because you get a drop slip and you have to go to your advisor and get it signed. She did not tell me that if I dropped, I would be 2 years before I could take it again.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
The two classes I got waived were waived because I would have to wait until second semester next year to take them. And I'm not willing to wait. And also the instructors are just, they're taught by Anna Nassif. And I've had her for classes and I know that she's not a good instructor. I'm not willing to stay to take a class with somebody that I feel is not a good instructor.
And yet, she must be, is she the main instructor in the department?
Anna?
Hmm.
Well, she has tenure, and there aren't that many faculty, so they're all pretty important, you know? I mean, I think there are like 5 faculty people who have tenure.
Hmm.
Maybe not even that many. And she teaches the academic courses like dance history, dance survey, which is also a history class, and theory and philosophy of dance, which are all really important classes.
Mm-hmm.
And she teaches all of them. So, you know.
Does she teach actual dance?
She teaches composition.
Oh.
She doesn't teach, well, last semester she taught a technique class. But otherwise, mm-hmm. no. She teaches electives. I think she taught a jazz elective last semester.
And so how many courses have you had with her?
I had dance history and comp 2. Just those two. I think that's all.
Mm. So you did have a dance, an actual dance class with her?
Yeah, composition.
Mm.
Which, it is a composition class, but you also, it's supposed to be prehistoric forms and not prehistoric, early dance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn like court dances and you know, medieval dances. So it goes into a little bit of the history too.
It sounds as if it ought to be fun.
Should be.
But wasn't.
No, Anna, she just is out of touch with reality. She gives like 2 complex assignments a week. And then sometimes she'll ask to see them, and sometimes she won't. She gives you pages and pages of reading, just an absolute impossible amount of reading to do, and mentions this book and that book just sort of offhand. She wanted us to buy 8 books for the semester, and you know, some of them she never mentioned again, some of them she mentioned all the time. but just sort of offhand, and then we'd never hear about it again. So as you work into the semester, you start feeling like, well, I'm not going to do this work if she never mentions it again. So you start feeling like, should I do this or shouldn't I, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't give a syllabus. She doesn't give any kind of, you know, outline. Even when she lectures, she doesn't do an outline at all. So it's just completely random and scattered. It's like somebody whose mind just isn't quite all together anymore.
Does she defend this as a policy? I mean, does she say, I'm not going to teach the way other people do? Or do you think she thinks she is teaching the way other people do?
I think that she thinks she's unique.
So whatever she does is all right,
yeah.
As far as she's concerned. Mm.
Yeah, I think she thinks she's an artist and that she's approaching it in a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it just is impossible to learn from her. Her facts are so jumbled. I think she knows a lot or knew a lot, but she just can't communicate clearly. And then her exams are just a joke, you know. Stuff she's never mentioned through the whole semester is on the exam. Or stuff out of Dance Magazine about some current choreographer will be on the exam, and because I happen to read Dance Magazine, I could answer the question.
Mm.
That has nothing to do with composition too.
Mm. Is there anybody, the students must have talked about this among yourselves.
Yeah.
How did you have a mutual joint way of coping with it, or?
Everybody puts up with her. I don't know why. People are so afraid to make any kind of a move, myself included, to make any kind of a stand against her, against any of them, you know? Maybe that's just the way people are in general. I don't know why people don't do something about a situation that's like that. I mean, last semester we had some student meetings and people started to get together and try and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this semester we heard that the department's folding. You know, it's like, well, forget it. Why bother?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I started to feel like, I'm graduating. I don't care anymore. I just want to get out of here.
Would she have been vindictive if she had known that people were trying to,
well,
were complaining about her?
Vindictive? You mean like...
Taken revenge in some way, like giving you a lower grade or...
Well, Anna's grading is pretty unpredictable too. I'm not sure how she decides on what grade to give somebody. I mean, usually if you hand something in, you never get it back, so you don't know what grade you got. So at the end, you get a grade, but you don't know where it came from. She likes people who stand up to her and say, listen, I think that, you know, something's wrong here. You know, if she's pushing you on an assignment and you say, listen, this is how I want it done, she seems to admire people who would just stand up to her. Or often she'd try and push people into being in her choreography because nobody wanted to do it, you know, by choice. And I just told her, no, I'm not interested, you know. I always felt like she sort of, not admired, but had respect, because I was just straightforward with her and said, no, I don't want to.
Mm.
Instead of, I don't know, people avoid her or people do it and then they hate it, and, you know. I don't know if she'd be vindictive. I guess that's my
answer. What grade did she give you in these two classes?
I get good grades in both. But I don't know why. I mean, I've always felt like as long as I'm here, I want to get something out of it. So I worked hard, even if I felt like it was too much work. I would go to the library and do the reading because I was interested and I wanted to know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got good grades, but I don't know, you know, what I would have gotten if I hadn't.
You might have still gotten a good grade, you mean?
Yeah, I might have.
Do you know of students that she flunked or gave low grades to arbitrarily?
I think she grades pretty highly overall. Mm. I think she wants people to like her, not dislike her.
Mm. And you don't?
I don't dislike her. Mm. I just don't think she's a good teacher. I don't think that, I honestly don't think that she has her mind all together anymore. I just don't think so.
And you never talked to anybody else, so you didn't know anybody else well enough on the faculty to ask about this? Cause
no, nothing gets out about the faculty to the students.
Hmm.
As far as I know, it's very quiet. There just is no crossover, you know? The faculty are the faculty and the students are the students.
So it isn't a question of a faculty members getting a sort of little coterie of students and then talking against some other faculty member, which happens, you know, in some departments.
So
that they would pit students against.
Well, that happens not so much with Anna, but and not so much anymore. But the first year, at least, that I was there, Claudia and Lonnie had that.
Mm.
Absolutely. They each had their group. And if you danced in the other person's group, you couldn't dance in the other person's group. And, you know, if you took technique from one, then you could hardly take technique from the other, you know. It's very much a line.
Were they teaching two different techniques, or was it just two different teachers that teaching about the same thing?
They teach opposite. Their styles are
so you'd normally take both, would you, in order to learn both techniques?
Right.
But it wasn't feasible then.
It wasn't, no. It wasn't encouraged at all. It was discouraged. Like Lonnie would say to people who've been in Claudia's class that they just couldn't do his style, and you know, and she would say, oh, you've been dancing with Lonnie, it's gonna take you a while to catch up in here, or you know, it was real blatant. They would make fun of each other and jab at each other. Lonnie would just throw fits, bright red face fits.
While teaching about Claudia.
Yeah. He would stop the class, and oftentimes he would mention a student that was involved with, like once, somebody told him that he couldn't dance for Lonnie and then went and danced for Claudia. And Lonnie just, you know, talked about that in class, screamed about it in class, got very upset because he felt he'd been betrayed. That's his big thing, is he feels like people stab him in the back all the time. That's betrayal.
Heavens.
Actually, when he was up for tenure, this was before I was actually in the department, but a friend of mine who graduated told me that before he got tenure, the students circulated a petition saying they didn't want him to have tenure because they didn't like him, because he'd been teaching there for a while, you know. And he got his technique class in the room and locked the door with them all in, and like confronted them and said, I want to know who signed the petition and why, and you know, like yelled at them with the door locked. So they were all locked in.
What'd they do?
They sat there. When he's yelling at you, you can't do anything. You feel paralyzed. One time in composition class, he was in one of his fits, and I started to feel really abused, you know, and I thought, I don't have to sit here. This and I'm not going to. And I was sitting on the floor, all curled up with my feet in front of me, and I just started walking my feet towards the door because I felt like I couldn't do anything to get out of there. And he stopped and said, are you going somewhere? And I said, when you get like this, I need to leave. And it was like this huge thing because I had confronted him. I mean, Not even because I so much wanted to, just because I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen him throw one of those fits since.
Did he let you go?
No, well, he started talking like a person then, you know, and we had a conversation. I mean, he had been, like, talking. This woman, this graduate student, had not had to take some kind of an entrance exam because she had graduated from here, and he felt that was unfair. And so he was confronting her in front of the whole class about this subject,
mm-hmm.
which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen him throwing those fits, and I think since the department folded, everybody has been being better, you know, trying to. I think they realize, you know, I think they had been threatened with that, and they didn't think it would really happen, but it did, you know. Like Claudia always went through this big thing. People aren't good enough to be in her technique class. So, you know, like myself, last semester I was supposed to take the 400 level because I'd had the successive courses up to that and I'd gotten B's. And she said, no, you're not good enough for my class. You have to take 300 again. So that means that I graduate without ever having the advanced level technique class on my transcript, which I don't care. It's not that big a deal. But she did that all the time, you know. So the levels got all screwed up, because she wouldn't let people come into her class because she said they weren't good enough yet.
And this was really because you'd had a course with Lonnie, is that right? But been in his class? Or?
No, well, maybe. The first 2 years I was here, I only studied with him.
Why did you choose him? Or did you have any choice?
No.
Oh.
I didn't
you
have
were
any
assigned.
Choice. At the beginning, you are assigned a level. You go to an audition and you're assigned a level.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to get into his class.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
Did you know at the time about this feud between them?
No, I didn't know anything about
even
it.
Even though you had a friend who was had been a graduate student.
Yeah. Well, she was an undergrad.
Hmm.
When I auditioned, they placed me in electives because they weren't offering the lowest level technique class. And actually, the only levels they were offering were the 300 and the 400. And it goes from one, you know, there's a 100, 200. They weren't offering the lower two because there weren't enough students. So I went to the electives and I thought, this is not what I want to do. It was only a 50-minute long class. And they were people who weren't interested in actually progressing. They were just taking it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Lonnie. I don't know why I didn't approach Claudia. And I said, you know, could I please take your class along with the electives so that I at least feel like I'm in with the majors?
I guess. Okay, go on.
So I went to Lonnie and I asked him if I could take his class, and he said, yeah, I could. And that was 300 level class. And I should have been in a 100 level. So right away my levels were all goofed up. So then the next semester I had to go down instead of up. So I took 200.
With him?
With him. Probably because Claudia was teaching an upper level.
Mm.
You know, it was luck, it wasn't choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, I don't know, after that I think then I took a 300 level again, and then, you know, it just was all goofed up after that.
Were you very upset all this time, or how did you handle it yourself?
Well, partially I was upset. I knew that it wasn't right, but partially I was just excited about being in dance, and I didn't know anything about dance except what my mom had taught me, you know. Mm. And
so you were enjoying the classes most of the time?
I knew that Lonnie's classes were not my style.
How did he teach? Can you describe that?
He teaches in a very sort of regimented way. He has a series of pliés that he teaches progressively through the semester, and each day you start out with that and you do some other warm-up exercises that are very much his style. They're kind of shape-oriented and slow. He uses a lot of Eastern philosophy in his teaching, as well as a lot of tension. He's a very tense person. He's a little tight man, and he teaches that way. When you come out of his class, you're pretty bound. You're strong, which is a good thing. His technique makes you strong.
You mean physically strong?
Physically, yeah. Mm. But also, you can't do fluid movement. It makes you feel bound.
Can you describe, you say he uses Eastern philosophy and tension. Can you describe?
Well, the tension
give an example or describe it.
The tension is just in his body, in his mind, the way he approaches people. He talks and he does everything with a lot of intensity.
That seems like kind of the, it doesn't, I mean, Far Eastern philosophy has a kind of intensity, but it doesn't sound like that kind that
right.
You're describing.
It's a contradiction. Mm-hmm. He'll like walk into class. See, he studied in
Kabuki.
The East. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know, in another Oriental country. But anyway, so he'll walk into class and he'll do a reading. He'll read something. And everybody will listen. Go, oh, okay, what does that mean, you know? Look at each other, huh? And then you start class. This is something I want you all to think about. Okay. But we never hear about it again. He's very pretentious. He's an egomaniac. I don't like him. I feel like I would not trust him if he were the last person on earth, because I feel he's very untrustworthy.
In what sense?
It's a feeling that I get from him mainly. I can't explain it, and I've tried to explain it just because I don't like so much, you know, I don't like it that I distrust him so much. I just feel that he is always out for himself. When he uses students in pieces, this is how it appears to me, of course, you know. He has them do things that are either ridiculous or that make fun of themselves. Like he'll have a group of students do a piece about how ridiculous the students at Lathrop Hall are, or how bad the dance program is, or, you know. It insults them, and they're in it. Like, in Lisa Threll's concert, he had her dump a bucket of water over herself. And choreographically, it didn't need to be there. I just felt like it was like an insult to her.
Who, the dance the other night about the secretary, that was choreographed by a graduate student, is
yeah.
that right?
Tom Haygood.
Uh-huh. And whose student was he?
Oh, nobody's. He doesn't take technique class.
Oh, because I would have thought that might have been an example
of
what you were talking about.
No, nope, because he's a graduate student, PhD student, and he doesn't take class.
Mm. But it's not influenced. That isn't the sort of thing that Lonnie teaches, I see.
No, he's not influenced by Lonnie. But Karen is a student of Lonnie's. I mean, she studied with Lonnie for a long time. The dancer. But that doesn't really show anything.
Karen, one of the dancers in the...
Yeah, who danced in Tom's piece about the secretary.
Oh. Which one was she?
She was blonde.
She was the, not the temporary help, but the, yeah, I see.
She was the temporary help, the main dancer in it.
Oh, okay.
But she's been dancing with Claudia now. See, that's, It's changed. Things are better. That's what I don't understand about the folding of the department is things were getting better. You know, Dean Ayer came in and she was like, seemed to me, nobody ever said. She seemed like she was straightening them out, saying, listen, you know, either you straighten up your act or we're going to close this place. And it really seemed like things were getting better. They bought a bunch of new equipment for the stage, for the gym. They were going to remodel the building, which she says they're still going to do, even though there's no dance program. And I don't know, just there wasn't as much political tension. There were some new students. I mean, there's more students in the dance department now than there ever have been since I've been here. And they close it. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. It's like they gave up when things started getting better. I think they gave Dean Ayer like a 2-year deadline or something, and she was starting to make progress, but not enough or something. So.
When did you notice that they were getting better? In the last year or
last
before
year,
that?
Yeah. All of a sudden there were people in the classes, you know. When I was first here, it was always so depressing because there's like 8 people in your class. Everybody'd be scraping the bottom to get enough students in their class so that it would run. Mm. You know, there's always the threat that your technique class would fold and then you'd have to do something else. Or take another
That's
ballet.
Right, because they're not allowed to teach smaller classes.
There's a limit of like 8 or 15 or something. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a technique course with Claudia Melrose then?
I did, yeah. I had one earlier on, and that was good. But this last one, I've had her this semester now too, which I wanted to do because I'd only had her once, you know, and it was not good. I mean, I always thought she was a good teacher, but she went away. She was gone for like half the semester. On sabbatical, and she has personal problems, you know, and she tells everybody about it and tells us that we're supposed to take over or something. She says it's the student's responsibility now because I'm having personal problems, you know, to get a good class. And that's bullcrap, if you ask me. It's the teacher's responsibility. I'm having personal problems too. So who teaches then? You know, I mean, so her marriage is falling apart. Why does she have to tell us about it? She went up to one of the students and said that she's looking for a spiritual group to join. And was the student involved with anything like that? And that just seems totally just wrong, you know? I don't think teachers should relate to students in that way, such a personal level.
She's leaning on them.
Yeah. Yeah, like a friend, you know, she walks by and pats me on the shoulder, hi, like as another student. Mm. Well, you're not, you know, you're the teacher. I don't know, I don't have much respect for any of them.
Is she the one who did the homage to Bach?
Homage to Bach, yeah. Yep. She's a good composition teacher. I learned an incredible amount from her in composition.
How did she teach you?
She taught me by giving assignment and then having me show. She gave good deadlines. She, you know, she put a little bit of pressure on. And sometimes you need that, you know. She said, here's your assignment. I want it due by this date. Then we'd come in, we'd show it. And right there on the floor, she'd have us, she'd give us suggestions and she'd have us do it over then. And while we were doing it, she'd say, no, not like that. Do it like this. Or, I mean, not actual movement, but, you know, no, don't move slow, move quick. And I'd start to move slow again, move quick, you know. And sometimes you just have to have that absolute direct contact, you know, to really learn. And I did. I learned a lot. That was last semester. I was working on a solo for the grad-undergrad concert. I'm so glad I had that class, otherwise I would have came out not knowing anything about composition either.
By composition, you mean choreography?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why is it called composition?
composition, composing, taking the different elements of dance and making something.
I mean, why not call it choreography?
Oh, I don't know. Some people call it, some places call it that. I don't know. I never had a class called choreography. Probably Margaret Dover called it composition.
Yeah, must be it.
So that, and then what about Tibor Sana? Did you have any courses with him?
Yeah, he's a good teacher. I think that in composition I learned from Claudia, and in ballet I learned from Tibor and Margot. And otherwise I think that my dance education has been pretty bad, pretty scant. Mm. And now I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do to fill in the holes. There's a lot of them.
Presumably your degree won't mean very much if you applied for a job somewhere, would it?
No. I don't think any undergraduate dance degree is really a marketable degree, really.
Mm.
You have to go for a master's.
Mm-hmm. Were you one of the leading lights of the among the undergraduates?
I feel like in terms of choreography, maybe in this past year, people have some respect for me or something. And I've been told that I progressed quickly from where I was in terms of technique, because I had never had a technique class except for from my mom. And you know, I can dance now. So I think in those ways I'm doing okay.
Did they all knew your mother? Did they ever say anything? Or?
I think that, well, Anna would mention my mom in class, but I think that there's a lot of tension between my mom and the department. So it was mostly unmentioned, I think, but known.
Mm.
So I felt, you know, it was a weird atmosphere for me to be in, and if I were to do it again, I would go somewhere else. I just didn't have the strength to get up and leave, or would have. I tried to, almost did, but then I stayed.
When?
Let's see, the beginning of last year, I was gonna move to New Mexico because mom has friends down there, connections.
You mean and study there?
Yeah, right, and finish my degree there.
Mm. But you were afraid it would take too long.
Right. And I was afraid. Not ready to leave home yet.
Mm. But they didn't take out on you any of the whatever they felt, guilt or anything else about your mother?
Probably not. I mean, I felt it was there, but it probably, well, you know, I don't know how they feel, but probably it was mostly my own stuff. Just remembering what a hard time she went through there, you know, and things she would, what things she had said about them. And, you know, trying to learn from people who I'd grown up knowing were really hurting my mom. That made it hard.
Mm.
I think she's right, you know. Most of the things she said are pretty true about them, from what I've seen.
Which among them is the best dancer?
Margot Colbert. She's not a faculty person. She's staff.
Mm.
She has been the best. She's a ballet teacher. She's personable, but she doesn't get too close. She's there when you need help. She's organized. I mean, she's the only person who showed up at the concert this semester to help us. The only faculty member. Claudia and Lonnie were both out doing something somewhere else, out of town.
You mean during this last recital that
you, yep,
concert?
Yep. Tibor never, ever shows up, unless he has a piece in the concert. Who else is there? Buff. You know, Buff teaches academic stuff. You don't expect to see her. Margot's the only one that's ever there. If you need help, you go to Margot. And she's not even tenure.
But surely when you're preparing dances, you're working with faculty members.
Yeah, my advisor was Lonnie Gordon, and he fell asleep while he was watching my piece to give me critiques this semester. Mm. He sat on the floor about 3 feet from where the beginning of the stage was supposed to be, which I think anybody, even a non-dancer, would know is a stupid place to sit. Because you can't see anything if you're on the floor. Mm. That close. And he fell asleep. So I woke him up when the dance was over and I said, you know, if this is not a good time for you, we can do it some other. No. And he went on to give me some criticism, which I didn't listen even to. Because he was asleep. He does that all the time. He falls asleep. He's diabetic. He has an excuse. But I don't care. I don't think professors should fall asleep. If they're sick, they shouldn't be teaching.
And he was out of town for your concert?
Yeah.
Your graduation concert?
And he's going to grade me. He's going to give me a grade. No, he saw it. He was there on Saturday. But I think the important time for a professor to be there is during the tech week, the preparation. And he was out of town. I don't know why they let professors go out of town like that, but I think it should be illegal. I don't think it's right.
So, the other students, you all have talked about this, and you're all pretty much in agreement about it.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to do with the graduate students?
Some of them. I danced for one of them last semester.
What do you mean dance for one of them? No, you mean they were putting on a...
In one of her pieces.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I know her pretty well. You know, it's a small department, so you know everybody by name. Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, a couple of them. Tom Haygood is a jerk. I know him because I took one of his classes. You know, they teach the electives. Mm. And he's an asshole. Plain and simple.
He wasn't dancing the other night, was he?
No, but that was his piece, the secretary piece.
Yeah. And who influenced the other, the first number and the last number? I mean, would they be attached to one of the teachers?
Yeah, each piece has an advisor. Mm. Except for the graduate students. I don't think they have to have an advisor. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure about that. But any undergraduate has to have somebody.
Do you know who they were? For each one? Numbers?
Well, I know that Anna had her composition do something, and Lonnie had his technique class do something. So they would do those. I don't think that Claudia advised anything, because I went into her at the beginning of the semester and asked her if she would advise my piece. And she said no, because she was going to be out of town most of the semester, and that wouldn't be good. Which I thought was pretty stupid. I really think that it's ridiculous how that works. You know, I mean, I think that the teachers are there for the students. They should be, at least. And they're not.
Did you ever... You never went and talked to Jane Eyre. I guess you couldn't.
I did.
You did.
I did talk to her, Last semester I talked to her because Claudia was kicking me out of her technique class, and I thought that was stupid.
Why was she kicking you out of her technique class?
Because she said I wasn't good enough. Mm. But I'd gotten a B in the level before, but it happened to be taught by Lonnie.
Mm.
So I didn't know her technique. She says in class that she doesn't have a technique, but she is very particular on who she'll let take the class. So she does, you know. She contradicts herself. She feels that it does more harm than good to take a technique class that's too hard for you, which may be true, but I mean, in an academic setting, you have to progress through the classes or it doesn't work. So she should be teaching in a studio if she wants to be like that, you know.
And you weren't finding it too difficult, is that right? You mean?
No, I wasn't at all. Not only that, but she only watched me for one class. She watched me one Friday and decided that it was too hard for me.
Hmm.
And that's ridiculous. She can't tell that much by, you know, and it wasn't even an audition type thing where I'd go out and dance alone or so she could really watch. It was just a class, you know. And not only that, but there were like a couple, there were like six people who had come up from the level below. And I and one other person went up and addressed her, you know, saying, do you think that I should stay in this class? Is this the right level for me? And she said, no. And the other people who didn't ask her about it got to stay. So it was just because I drew attention to myself.
So it wasn't just you, it was...
One other person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when you went to see Jane Eyre, what happened then?
Well, I waited too long. It was too late. Huh. So she said, tough luck. But it was good because actually she wanted the students, she left a note on my locker and said, come talk to me. I want to hear from your side what happened in this situation.
Who left the note?
Jane Eyre.
Oh.
Because Lonnie and Claudia were having a tussle about it because Lonnie gets very angry when Claudia won't let his students come into her class.
Mm.
So Jane Eyre said, come in and tell me what really happened. So I went and told her what happened and how I felt about it. But by then it was halfway through the semester or something. It was too late to change it. And you know, Claudia said, it's your choice and you can stay if you want to, but I don't think you're good enough and you're gonna have a hard time, blah, blah, blah. So it was intimidating, you know. If I were a stronger minded person or something, I might have stayed.
Mm.
But I felt that she didn't want me in the class, so I wasn't going to stay.
So you lost a whole course that way.
Right. Right.
How did you get, you choreographed a piece, and obviously not every student did. How did that come about in this recital?
It's a requirement.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But were you the only graduating?
Well, the thing is that I'm in performance choreography, so I have to choreograph a group piece, improvisational piece, and a solo. A lot of people are in dance education, and they don't have to choreograph anything.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take composition, but they don't have to show anything in the concerts.
Okay, and